Ukrainian flags have appeared in the southern city of Kherson after Russia said it had completed its withdrawal of troops. Moscow said it had made the, quote, difficult decision to withdraw as Ukrainian forces advanced. The announcement comes as six people were killed in a Russian rocket attack on an apartment building in the southern city of Mykolaiv. The city's mayor said President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the strike was a cynical response to what he described as our successes at the front. We can talk now to Donacha Bearcorn, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University. Donacha, thank you once again for taking our call this afternoon. What can we say now about what's happening in Kherson? The Russians say they've pulled out, but the Ukrainians are still being cautious about moving deeper into the city, it would seem.
Well, all reports seem to suggest now that Kherson is almost under complete control of Ukrainian armed forces. The Ukrainian flag has been seen in front of the regional administration building. So it seems that the Ukrainian forces are kind of cautiously but systematically entering the city. There's already crowds gathering to welcome them. I mean, this is a huge symbolic victory and military victory for Ukraine. You have to remember that only 6 weeks ago we had that lavish ceremony in Moscow over which Vladimir Putin presided, where Kherson was announced to the world to be now part of Russia forever. But as it turns out, forever only means 6 weeks. And all those maps that were devised, indeed weather forecasts in Russia, including Kherson as part of the national territory, all thrown out because of this this military success, which was coming for some time. It comes on the back, of course, of the huge military offensive in Kharkiv in September, where the Ukrainians reclaimed several thousand square kilometres. And they've been moving towards Kherson now for some time.
And it's not the only setback that the Russians have experienced on the battlefield, but what will be their next move in relation to this pullback from Kherson? Will they'll dig in, will they, on the eastern bank of the Dnipro River?
That's right. I mean, they have destroyed the bridge over the Dnieper River, so the Ukrainians will not now be able to use that bridge to advance, though it's arguable that they may not have desired to do so immediately. They want to probably consolidate their control over Kherson. It also, though, simplifies their future defence of Kherson. It'll be much more difficult were the Russians ever to be inclined to come back to Kherson. And losing Kherson, of course, they lose that kind of potential bridgeway, which I think they once fantasized about, towards Odessa. They've now been pushed back over the river. And of course, Kherson, of course, very close to Crimea. And the water supplies to Crimea, of course, depend on control of Kherson. So strategically, militarily, and let's not forget the human dimension, of course, as well. I mean, people there overwhelmingly pro-Ukrainian, those that are still managing to survive there now see this as a liberation. But we're going to hear, I think, emerging all sorts of horror stories about what occurred during this 8 months of occupation.
So what then at this stage, Donna, can be deduced in relation to Putin's and Russia's war aims to in effect partition the country and try to use that as the basis on which to negotiate some kind of settlement?
Well, what's clear now is that, you know, the military momentum has been since September with Ukraine, and certainly there isn't much appetite, therefore, within the Ukrainian government or indeed amongst the Ukrainian people for a settlement now, because it's believed in Ukraine that Russia will not hand over or hand back territories that it has acquired through negotiations, that any negotiation or any settlement will kind of more or less reaffirm what's already the reality on the battlefield, which is why they're really pushing now as much as they can, where they can sense this Russian weakness, the fragility of their forces, and trying to, you know, reclaim or retake as much territory as possible, and then and only then perhaps sound out the Russians for negotiations. But President Zelensky was very clear in his Monday address in particular about the conditions that would be necessary for negotiations, among them being the restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity, Russia paying